Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, so excited to be with you today. Let's talk, man. We are going to go into how to get all the good employees, even when we're competing with the government handing out money. If you like this topic, give Lindsay some love. She's the one that saw this a lot in the Facebook group, and I've actually been hearing it with my coaching clients. What's going on? We got this whole COVID nonsense. The government's giving out money just to stay home. How on God's green earth do we compete? That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. All right. Let me give you a little bit of backstory just so you know that I've been here. I know what I'm talking about. And I can actually give you some feedback on this. Growing up in business, probably at least the first 10 years, maybe not that long, but close to 10 years. Hey, Jessica, good to have you, sister. I felt like I couldn't compete for employees, right? Other companies seemed to give better pay. They had nicer offers. They're just bigger. Like, in my opinion, and you guys can put in the chat if any of this feels like you guys, like, they were just like real companies or bigger, just better, right? They had fancy offices. They had real benefits, just crap I couldn't afford. And I felt like I couldn't compete. Marina's here. Good to see you. She says, hi, Mike. Great topic. All here's Jessica's in. All right. So Lindsay did good picking this topic. Seems like Cleaning Nation needs to hear it. We're going to sort it out right now. So I don't know about you guys, but when I feed, this is pre, because we're going to talk about just what it's like competing with employees all the time. Hey, Kendra, good to have you. And then we'll talk about how to deal with it right now with the government, just handing out money to stay home, which makes it tough, right? I was always feeling like the other companies had benefits or nice offices, or they're big, or they had real companies, and they could give all this cool stuff. And I felt like I needed to grow, but I was like, I can't get the good employees till I grow, right? No one wants to work for my little company. But I can't grow till I get the good employees, right? So it's like a catch 22. But honestly, if I was kind of being honest with myself and the reality, not only did I want to grow, but I wanted the validation of employees choosing me over and my company over everything I have, like that what I built was real, right? And good to see you, Evelyn. Nice to have you. Edwin's in the house as well. He says, I finally reached adolescence. Yes, my beard of a month now finally looks almost like an adult male beard. So we're getting there. Sorry, those of you on the podcast, you just have to take my word for it that I have a 80% of an adult male beard going on here. So yeah, I was in that spot where I just wanted to grow. I wanted to get the good people, but I wanted that validation. Like, I had a real company and it was a real option. I felt like money was the only way I could get there because I was so little. And I tried everything I knew. I tried to, what if I pay more? What if I go to a job fair? I begged employees for referrals or putting random ads in random places, trying to sound professional, like fast growing company looking for high energy, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the other people's ads said, I put that and just nothing worked. So for all of us that have felt that way, when the government comes in on top of that and says, hey, we're going to pay people to do nothing, to sit at home, it's devastating, right? And if you are the type of person that's always had trouble figuring out your hiring system, we can never get that nailed, but it's been on the back burner, like we've kind of just been hobbling along, with this new competitor, the government, saying, hey, we're going to pay to stay home, your hiring system is a must. This is something that's got to get figured out. We are in the cleaning industry. It's almost as bad as fast food, right? The hiring is the biggest deal. When you get to McDonald's, they're not competing for customers. They know they're going to get customers. They're competing for employees, if not more, as much, if not more than customers. And that's where we are in the cleaning industry. So with what's going on now, we can't put it in the back burner anymore. Uncertain times bring certain change. So we have uncertain times. Hey, Brad, good to see you, buddy. We have uncertain times. It is the only thing certain about uncertain times is they will bring change. 100% of the time when things go nutty, the rich tend to get richer, the successful tend to get more successful, and the ones that are struggling tend to get wiped out. Your result into which bucket you end up in has everything to do with how you respond to this hiring crisis. There is more talent available than I think there's ever been in my life. It's out there, but if we don't have a system or process to capture it, You could be either a casualty of COVID, God forbid, not you personally, but your business, or this is an opportunity where a lot of companies are picking up massive market share because they've cracked the hiring code. When this COVID thing first hit, there was a lot of what's going to happen, everything's stopping, nobody's moving. And now in the cleaning industry, we're starting to realize people absolutely need cleaning more than ever. And we are moving, and I've been preaching this for months, we're moving more and more to competing for employees, which is true all the time. But during this COVID, in the cleaning industry, it's going to become massively true. So this thing that we've been able to kind of put off before of hiring employees or having a system to hire employees can no longer be put off if we want to be successful. So let me tell you how I made the discovery back then and how that's still working right now. And you can make sure instead of getting left behind, you use this as an opportunity to pick up market share, right? And obviously we don't want any bad things like COVID to happen, but we do want to look in the rearview mirror and go, wow, I remember what a tumultuous time it is. But that's really the time that I catapulted my cleaning company. That's when I really went from being little to being big. So let's dive in. I made this discovery when I still remember when I filmed my first hiring video with a company called Jobber. I don't even know if they're not, was it Jobber? No, it wasn't Jobber. It was Jobbing. Sorry. Jobber is around now. I don't even know if jobbing.com is around anymore. Jobbing. I remember the guy came out, he was there for an hour. Filming our company and what we did and walking around, all for like a 60 or 90 second video. And the only thing that made it onto the video was, and I said, you know, well, let's just have some fun. I really want to show people what it's like to work here. So the whole thing was one of our employees, Mike, not me, another one. He was a complete core values match, complete example of our culture and what we'd built. He was standing in front. We had this cool big kind of like steel logo with our name. He was standing in front of that and just talking about what it was like to work at the company. And as he was doing it, he was pouring himself a Jack and Coke. Didn't ever reference it, didn't ever say anything. He was doing it and by the way, I joke about, you know, I gotta stop drinking before this. I personally don't drink, and somehow we'd created a culture where employees, customers, vendors, we all got together, and drinking was part of that culture. I didn't partake, but it was always fine for me for the employees to drink. So he's just basically talking about, you know, it's not like this, it's like this, and just talking about a day in the life, what it feels like to work there, and just the whole time, you know, making himself a drink and drinking it without ever referring to it. And I remember, believe it or not, after that one ad, we've never had to advertise at that company again. People really wanted to be a part of what we were building. I still remember when I went to dinner one night with I forget who I was with, because this is many years ago. I don't know if I was married to Natalie, but I went to dinner, put the check out, paid with a debit card. The guy came back and goes, "Are you?" Because my card said Killer Shade, the name of the company. He goes, "Are you? Is that your company?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh my gosh, I saw the hiring ad," and I don't even know this guy's a restaurant, 45 minutes from where our office is, and he recognized me just from the name on the card because it was the culture, right? And it wasn't work here and get paid more money. You get better vacation or better benefits. It certainly wasn't look at our fancy offices. It was just letting them know what kind of experience they would have and how they would feel working there. And that one thing changed everything. We never had to hire there again. And going forward, I've never talked about fast growing company, paid training, blah, 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 the boring stuff that everyone else does. We just talked about what it feels like to work there, what kind of a person would want to work there. And that's what people respond to. So not only was I able to start hiring the best people, which is a huge win, the best people started coming to me. And the big transition that happened, this is the one I want to see you make in your cleaning companies, is we moved from chasing and begging to sifting and sorting to, man, we really want people, but we never have enough. And we're always picking like kind of the best from a pool of two or three, which may not be all that great, to really sifting and sorting and having people that wanted to work with us, and we just didn't have enough spots. So we get to kind of pick the best. Even when the competition seemed better or paid more, they couldn't compete with the vibe that we did. Shelly in the house, she says, hey, from Shelly's in Ohio. Amy's on the house, says hello to Clean Nation. Good to have you both. So now that we kind of have the background of how this all came together, let me give you the framework of how you can put this together into your business and make sure that you don't have that you fix this once and for all, right? And if we use COVID as an excuse or the hiring landscape being a little different with the government out there kind of paying people to work, let's do it. So first of all, get clear on your core values. This is the problem that everybody misses. They think they go right to the hiring ad or should I advertise here versus here? Linda says, hey, presently on my company, well, in the company. Good to have you, sister. Yeah, so they skip that and go, where should I advertise? And you know, how much should I pay? And what should the hours be? And should I talk about uniform? And just all these things that make no difference. The first and foremost thing to build a team is to get crystal clear on what your core values are. For us, they are, and before I tell you, hopefully for those of you that have been around a while and not heard the core values, as I say to them, go, is this the experience I've had with Mike and the team? Do I feel this? Because hopefully when I say it, you go, holy crap, this is right. Craig, oh my goodness, Craig, one of my first clients from many moons ago has popped in. Always good to hear a voice of reason in unreasonable times. I think he thinks there's a guest on. I'm gonna have a reasonable guest on in unreasonable times. Good to see you, buddy. Craig was simple clean. Miss you, brother. God, what was I talking about? So excited to see Craig. Yeah, get clear on your core values. So for us, they're have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So there's two kinds of people in the world: people those resonate with, and people those don't. If they don't resonate, they go have fun. You know, what's the work supposed to be professional and you know make money? You can't just tell people you want to make money. That's you know and be real. I don't want to be real with these people. I got friends of mine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with those people. They're just not gonna be a good fit with my organization. They're not gonna fit in at all, which is great because they never darken my doorstep. They don't waste any of my time trying to sneak in and infiltrate. They don't want to be a part of it, which is fantastic, right? And then there's another type of people that are like, oh my gosh, that's what I've wanted my whole life. I've always wanted a job I can have fun and make money and be real and help out. I didn't know that I could have that and get paid. And those people won't just show up, they're gonna show up passionate. So people forget to, they wanna start playing the game before they understand the rules. The good thing is, since this is your business, this is your rules, your ball. You can take and go home whenever you want. So we have to set the rules of the game and let people come in and know how they're gonna play. So first and foremost, you've got to get clear on your core values. Second, once you've got the core values, the rules we're going to play with, you create a hiring system that follows those core values start to finish, right? And this is really important. So many people start with a hiring ad and they'll kind of make a hiring ad that fits their vibe, which is great, and it's super like who they are, and they love it, and they're proud of it. And you know, typically when I walk someone through a revision of their hiring ad, we'll at least double, if not quadruple, the quality of people that they get, but the quantity goes way up as well. Here's the problem: a lot of people stop with a hiring ad, so they put a hiring ad that's so them and so into it. Like I had that video, that was our hiring ad. You don't have to do a video hiring ad, but it really attracted people that loved that vibe. Now, if they got there and the vibe was completely different, they'd be really disappointed and it wouldn't work out because we kind of lure them in with it, like it'd be a bait and switch, right? And who am I fooling? I get them to start a job that they're going to hate and that doesn't work, right? So a lot of people miss the boat and make a good hiring ad. The beginning part of their hiring process is all core values based, but then they don't follow through and people feel baited and switch and they get disenfranchised. So you got to start with a hiring ad that's full core values. You need an automated follow-up system from your hiring ad that fits your core values, right? If that's going to be text or a pre-recorded voicemail or email, all that needs to be written and spoken and handled in your voice, in your core values voice, right? So people are like, oh my gosh, this is the guy from the ad, or this is the ad. I remember that. I wanted that job. I love that ad. If it's a disconnect and the follow-up system is different than the verbiage in your hiring ad, it's not going to work. Here's the important. Well, every one of these pieces is important. That's why we're going through them. Then you need a core values-based interview system. We're not going to get into it now, but we coach three different interviews in three different places with three different people. And I know that sounds like a lot. Believe it or not, it gets done in because we use group interviews for one of them. It gets done in 2, 3 hours a week by somebody. It doesn't even have to be you. You can be as much or as little part of that process as you want. But the big thing is it's a system and it's core values based, right? So if you do this ad that's super fun, super about making money and having fun and being real and helping out and changing the world, and then the interview process is super boring and they're not going to make any money and you're not being real and they feel like the guy or gal that's conducting the interview is not being transparent and they're not going to get to help anybody, it's not going to work, right? And then you've got to follow that up with a core values-based onboarding process. So the theme I'm trying to get is you've got to be consistent, right? So that's why we start with our core values. It's super easy for me to be consistently about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out because that's who I am, right? If I tried to fake, like, you know, a lot of people go, oh, my core values are about like the highest service and the best prices or something like that. And it's obvious they're just trying to think of what they think their clients might like and try and fake like that's what they're about. The problem is the clients are going to sniff you out in 2 seconds. So are your employees, so your vendors, so is the world, right? So it's much easier just to go, who am I? As opposed to trying to mold myself to who I think my clients or customers or employees might want. You just go, this is who I am. And I'm going to try and attract people that are already attracted to that. It's so much easier in the long run. And that's what's going to give you the freedom to be, not have to run your company day to day, because you've got a bunch of people that are running your company with the same values that are dear to you. You don't have to micromanage them, right? So that said, the most important part of this whole framework is you have to continue leading your people with those rules and those core values that attracted them. So the whole process from hiring ad to onboarding to leading them day to day, it all has to be core values based. And that is what is going to allow you to compete with the government, because the people on our team, even for the same money or more money, if they just got paid to stay home, wouldn't do it. But that's not who they are, right? Their core values are to give value and to contribute. And the government, when just getting paid to stay home, you're not contributing anything. You're not having any fun, right? So it wouldn't be for them. So as you're going through this, if you've seen with the government saying, hey, during COVID, we'll give you money even if you don't work, you're like, oh my gosh, that's hard to compete with. Honestly, you might get less people your applications, but they're going to be the quality people are still going to come. So maybe before you'd have 20 people come through your hiring process and 4 were a fit. Now you might get 7 people to come through your hiring process and 4 or 5 will be a fit, right? So don't get discouraged by the top number. The government saying, hey, we'll pay you to do nothing is kind of getting rid of the people that aren't a fit anyway, right? So the framework is get clear on your core values, create a hiring system that follows the core values from hiring ad all the way to onboarding, and then most importantly, lead your company with those same core values and rules and be consistent so people know what they're getting. That said, this ability to attract, not chase, the best talent is the most important ability your company can develop. Whether you're just starting, whether you're at $1 million, $100 million, the ability to attract and lead the best talent is the number one thing you as a CEO, as a leader, as a successful owner is going to need. If you need better cleaners, running with your core values is going to attract them. If you need better marketing, you'll be able to hire the best marketers in the world. Marina says, so true. Get the best hires during COVID. You're absolutely right. They're more available than ever. If you need better leadership, trust me, leaders are only going to work where there's a strong culture. The good leaders, right? Crappy leaders will take anything. The ones that you want that are in demand, it's not as much about the money because everyone's going to pay them whatever is decent and fair. It's about them doing, being a part of something they believe in. I'll give you 2 examples of, and I'll begin. Patagonia is perfect. I'm not, their philosophy of life is not me. I'm not a Patagonia fan, but I'm a fan of their culture in that they're all about outdoor stuff. I was just listening to Business Wars, by the way. It's a great, great little podcast. We haven't listened to it. They just talk about like Patagonia versus North Face, and they talk about how Patagonia was so, they would do stuff that would actually superficially hurt their profit because they believed in the environment, what they wanted to do. And it would always turn around and help them. So their Patagonia is a great example of culture. Chick-fil-A, great example of culture. Marlboro, for any of you that have read Good to Great, it's a great book. They talked about like 10 companies that were doing well for a very long time and then took off, and they talked about what they were. And Marlboro, and there's only like 10 or 15 companies in the world that had fit that criteria. Marlboro was one of them. And like, do we include Marlboro? They sell stuff that kills their own customers, right? Should we include them? And they chose to, and the reason they chose to is they found that the Marlboro people weren't just selling it to other people. They believed and lived the lifestyle, right? The Marlboro man died of cancer, like age something. The leadership all smoked, right? So they were at least drinking their own Kool-Aid. It wasn't like, so that's why they decided to keep them. So it was really culture. And again, the reason I use all those is those of you that are into Chick-fil-A and their culture may not be into Patagonia, and those two may not be into the Marlboro company. It's not about each of those companies. It's about how a strong culture can really transform what they're doing. And that has all this, by the way, guys, gals, has got our clients that we work with growing faster, working less, being in control of their life, building a business that they're super, super proud of. So having the best people is not only going to grow your company and give you something you can be massively proud of, it's going to, hey, Mark, it's good to see you, buddy. It's going to build a legacy that you can sell for a bundle or pass on to your kids, and it'll just be something that you're proud of. Most importantly, the better people that you surround yourself with, the better leader you become, not just in business, but in life. So if this has been transformational and you're like, holy crap, I want more help with that. If you guys do this every day, all day, and have a team of people to do that, we do. That is what we do all day, every day, is help people make these transformations from a culture that's going to attract not only the best employees, but the best customers. If that's you and you want to be a part of it, book an appointment right now. You can go to, what should I have you do? Just email support at growmycleaningcompany.com and Lindsay will get you hooked up with a coach. Anyway, book an appointment, jump on. We don't charge anything. Get on the call, help you get clear on where you're at now, where you want to be, and help create a plan to get you where you want to go. If you're getting tons of value for the show, you're also welcome to subscribe, rate, and review. Also, we're just opened up our Instagram channel. I think we've grown to like 700 people over the first couple weeks, and we're loving it. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, go to instagram.com/growmycleaningcompany. Just direct message me that you subscribed, you rated, you reviewed, you booked an appointment, you referred the show to somebody, and I'll get you a free copy of my book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? Anyway, that's it, guys, gals. If this has been helpful and you are committed to grow, let us know. Book an appointment right now. We are here to serve and love helping owners of cleaning companies get freedom. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.